Hey folks, Dan Trio here with your market update for January 22nd, 2025. So in today's topic, we're going to talk several different things. We're going to get Jamie Dimon's take on tariffs and is it good or bad? That's what he's talking about. Also, some tariff news is coming in. It doesn't look like it might be as bad as it was expected. Remember, they said tariffs on China might be 50, 60%. So we're going to take a little bit of a look at that. Then we're also going to take a dive into mortgages, the forbearances, how many people are still in forbearance and why, and I'll explain what it is. And then we're also going to get into mortgage delinquencies. All this plays a role in the real estate market. How? We're looking at supply and demand. So if you're out there right now and you got pre-qualified or pre-approved and you're saying, Dan, it's daunting to find a house, just wait. Usually right after Super Bowl is when all the houses really start to come to market. So without further ado, let's get to today's topics. So right now, here's what's going on. The mortgage rates are basically flat right now. The markets are looking for more information from the Trump administration on tariffs and things like that that might be inflationary. So that's what the markets are waiting on right now. And I think we might be getting some signs of what's going to happen there. So let's get over to the economic calendar. Nothing really on the agenda today other than the 20-year bond auction. We'll see how that goes. Is it going to take higher yields or lower yields to get rid of all these bonds? That's what's on the agenda for today. So tomorrow we're looking at jobless claims, but that's not in the cards for today. Let's get over to this. So the first thing I want to show you guys is Rick Santelli is coming out. Rates are dropping, but the yield curves are starting to flatten. So what does that mean to you? What does that mean to the markets? Let's get over to Rick, see what he has to say about it.
Welcome back to Power Lunch. Rick Santelli here live at CME HQ. What an interesting first day for the new Trump administration. Lots of green in the price of treasuries, lots of green in equities. Let's look at twos and tens on one chart. What should jump out at you, and this goes back to CPI Wednesday, is how rates have trended lower. But two-year rates, they're a little bit more stubborn today. Yes, the yield curve is flattening. Two-year virtually unchanged at 428. And do remember, it settled last year at 424. We have a 10 that's at 457. Open that year-to-date chart up. Guess what? We're unchanged on the year on a 10-year, and it's down a handful of basis points, flattening the curve a handful of basis points. Why is it? Well, we've seen the lead that used to be long-dated treasury yields pushing rates higher, now is switched, it's moving lower, short-dated are moving higher. I think it was a lot of policy uncertainty and the notion, you could call it Trump derangement system, whatever you want, but the economists, the analysts, they were all about everything half empty on tariffs. Well, as we come in today, maybe the talk should be about deregulation, all those signings, but no matter how you slice it, it's going to be an interesting second term. And how much interest rates move up, well, we'll have to wait and see what the actual legislation and some of the issues regarding tariffs, size, and who they're aimed at before maybe we start selling those long-dated treasuries again. Brian, back to you.
It's like an embarrassment of news, and it's only day one of the new administration. Rick Santelli, thank you.
So he's right on point. These are all the things we've been talking about. The uncertainties, we're going on rumors, what might happen, what's going to happen. So let's dive into this a little bit. Jamie Dimon was out, and he's probably the most powerful banker in the whole world. He's the CEO of JPMorgan Chase, and he's just basically saying Trump's tariff policy is positive for the national security. So people should just get over it because it's not as detrimental. He said, if it's a little inflationary, but it's good for the national security, so be it. I mean, just get over it. So that's what I'm actually still working on a video. I did a video of a drive-through in Nippon Steel. That's in the area where I grew up. And I want to show you guys how the China dumping of steel has just decimated where I grew up. It's basically almost a ghost town at this point. So there are tariffs needed in some areas, I feel, but the likelihood of and how much they're going to be, that's the uncertainty behind the marks right now. Breaking news right now in Bloomberg, it's saying Trump threatens a 10% tariff on China, cites trade deficit with EU. So this was up to the tune of, you know, people were thinking he might tariff China, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50%. So a 10% tariff and what it's going to be on, that's basically the things that we're going to study and monitor. Now, on another piece of the puzzle, we have forbearances. Now, forbearances took place during COVID. What happened was during COVID, if you had a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, you didn't have to make a mortgage payment for almost 2 years. So that was called forbearance. So a lot of people are still in forbearance. It's not a lot, but some of the reasons for that is down through here. And if you really break it down, you know, half the people people that are in forbearance right now are there because of national disasters. Almost 43% in the forbearance were due to national disasters. So forbearances are, you know, they're coming back down, but half of them right now are because of hurricanes and things like that. So you have to be careful with getting that data. But if you go over to the mortgage delinquencies, here's where mortgage delinquencies are. A lot of people are pounding the table saying, you know, this foreclosures are going to run rampant. This is going to flood the market with home sales. Well, if you look at home delinquencies, if you go over to this chart, we're basically where we've been throughout history, basically. Where we're even under where, you know, since it was started being recorded in 1991, we're below that level in the foreclosure rate. So we're not going to really see much in tune to foreclosures. But what you will see is normally what happens is, and I don't know why, right after Super Bowl, that's when all the houses really start flooding the market and we get nuts here. So we're trying to get all of our technology in place for this flood. So please, if you're out there trying to get prepared to buy that first house, please do it before or earlier than expected, just to make sure you get all your ducks in a row when it comes to that. So before you go in and put in that application, I want you to understand who I am, what do I do. First off, I want you to go to optoutsprescreen.com. And the reason for this is what happens is when you put in your mortgage application, or this happens the same thing with cars, when you go to buy a car or a house, when that lender pulls your credit, it triggers out what's called trigger leads. So companies buy this data, but they buy your financial data from the credit agencies. So check out optoutprescreener.com. It's a free service. I'm just doing this as it's a customer service. Go down below. I'll have the link down below. All you need to do is scroll down, fill this out. So the next time you apply for a mortgage or a car loan, you're not going to get inundated with calls all day, every day from salespeople. Now, last but not least, who am I? What do I do? Well, I'm going to make this as simple as I can. Are you looking for a lending partner that can work anywhere in the whole country? You can work with one, two people in the organization, put in one application. We're going to pull your credit one time and we're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do this? You're looking for that person? Well, you found them. My name is Dan Frio. I'm a nationwide mortgage loan officer. I actually work at ServBank, the number 10 largest mortgage servicer in the entire country. The unique piece about this is we're also a large broker. So think about it. Putting in an application with us, you're putting it in with a mortgage company, but we're also going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders to see, you know, do they have a program we don't have that might be beneficial to you? Do they have a lower rate and lower fees than we have at the bank, then you know, so forth? So I can handle all this for you. So what you need to do is go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. You can hit the apply now button right up through there, but I don't want you to do that. How many companies said don't apply with us? What we want to do is you need to know who we are, and we want to know who you are. So schedule a consultation with me, David, or Alan. It's right up through there, the one-on-one consultation. Or scroll to the bottom of our website right through here, and here's our 800 number. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. You're spending $200, $300, up $500, $600, $700,000. You need to know who you're dealing with. So we've been getting a lot of phone calls lately saying, Dan, my lender, they don't pick up on the weekends. They don't pick up on evenings. They kind of just go at their own pace. If you want somebody that works on your pace and is available almost all the time for you, please reach out to us. We'd love to help. So you can give us a call at 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. And if you're just leaving some comments, you can leave that down below in the description. But if you really have a question, shoot me an email. Make sure you add your name and phone number. Love to call you. Go over that question with you personally. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. And I'll see you back here after the closing bell. See you then. Bye-bye.